Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
It is that time of the year again for students in Galway when they face the freezing cold temperatures at Blackrock Diving Tower every morning for a good cause. Coldvember is back, and Rosanne Ihiali and Sarah Fleming from the 2025 Coldvember team at the University of Galway are joining me now. Welcome to iRadio's Group Chat. For anyone who is new possibly to the idea of Coldvember, could you explain to us what exactly it is?
So Coldvember is a student-led initiative where everybody goes swimming every day of Coldvember, all in aid of a charity of our choice. So we have 5 people on the crew at the moment. And so our aim is just to raise as much money as possible for a charity, and also while, of course, you know, kind of brightening our day, I suppose. We go out at 7:30 in the morning as the days get longer. And it's a bit harder to kind of get out of bed in the morning, and you know, exams are coming up. So it's, I suppose there's a mental health element of it as well. Like this year, we're raising funds for Galway Road Crisis Centre, which is a really great charity in Galway. So it's a nice local charity and they do great work. So we just want to raise so much money for them, but also kind of lift everybody's spirits. And I think sea swimming is definitely the way to do that.
Being out at Blackrock every morning, what is the atmosphere like down there, if you could describe it?
The atmosphere, you know, the way like in Irish essays, and you used to be like writing and saying like the atmosphere electroc, like atmosphere electroc of VN, like that's like literally what it is. It's like so nice. Everyone's just like so happy to be there. Like, well, because like everybody has like gotten out of bed. There's like a part of you that like doesn't want to be there, but the fact that you did it means that like you're going to full send it. So everyone's just like proud of themselves for coming. And like, it's such like a nice little like community. Everyone is like there taking photos together, talking about how cold it is, like how to warm up quick, where they're going to get a coffee afterwards. Like, it's just, there's something really wholesome, lovely, and honestly just like really fun every morning.
I have to say, from being there myself when I was at the University of Galway, I was always struck by how happy everyone was at that hour of the morning. It's like, it's infectious, isn't it? It's like you're stood there and everybody's freezing cold and everybody's going getting in the water or even standing on the sidelines and watching, and it should be a miserable experience, but somehow it's just not in any way. It's like amazing. It is like, yeah, in an Irish essay, like where you'd be saying that that everything was electric. But how cold is that first plunge? Be honest now. You can be honest, like how horrific in its and brilliant, but horrific is that first plunge?
It's definitely a shock to the system anyways. We actually have a little board now that has the temperature of the water. So I actually must keep track of myself how cold it is these days. But they say, this is probably just something I've seen on TikTok, but you should acclimatise yourself when you get in. So like not to jump in straight away, to get the water and put it on the back of your neck, your face and your hands. So whether that's actually science-based, I'm unsure, but maybe that helps a bit with the water plunge.
As someone who has been going to Coldvember and now is on the Coldvember crew, as you're calling it, why do you think it's striking such a chord with students every single year and still continuing to be as successful as it is?
I think like one of the reasons definitely I came to Galway was to be like in a university that's like near to the sea as well. And a lot of people in Galway, like sea swimming is a very classic sort of easy hangout that doesn't involve drinking. And then like Coldvember specifically, it's at a time of year, like time of the semester that like actually sucks. It's like the second half of semester one. You're like loaded with assignments. You can't be going out as much. It's so much harder to kind of like find the time to hang out with people or connect with people who aren't just like your course mates. And Coldvember is like 2 birds, 1 stone. You're getting up early. You're definitely waking yourself up early with the cold water. And you also then have the chance to like meet people, talk to people. You get that kind of like community fulfillment. As well, obviously, as sort of the fundraising aspect of it. Like, it's always been something like a really big campaign for fundraising. And I think people are just always like happy to support something that benefits others as well as themselves. So, yeah, I feel like those would be the main things, other than obviously the main fact, which is that it's really fun and really cool. So,
what about the local community you mentioned there? How do the locals react? Do they come in and join you and cheer you on and stuff like that, particularly people who live around that area?
Yeah, the local people definitely help so much. There's a fellow, Paddy, actually, he's down there every morning and he kind of helps us out a bit there. And it's nice as well to have, you know, kind of people that are a different age group to us, you know, people from all ages that are able to just kind of come down and join us. So it is led by students, but that doesn't mean that you can't come. I know my mum joined us last year and she still goes on about all the crack she had, where there's music and, you know, teas and coffees. Of course, you know, we're from Sligo. We never had anything like Coldvember. So when I came to Galway, that's something that was really appealing about it. And of course, my mum would always have been swimming. So it's just, it's great to have. And it's lovely to get up in the morning and know that, you know, there'll be a cup of tea there waiting for you. And there'll be a bit of music and you'll probably see some people from your course and you might, you know, make a few new friends or whatever it is. It's just great to know that when you wake up in the morning. Like, I know myself last year, I was kind of living in a dig situation, so I didn't see that many people, you know, when I woke up in the morning. So Coldvember was that thing for me in the morning where I just got up, came down and met some of my friends, met some people I knew, and it kind of just set me up for a good day as well. So it was great.
It's not just about that amazing aspect of making friends, of course, and the cold and like starting your day off so brilliantly. As you said, it's all for an amazing cause. Can you tell us a little bit about who you're raising money for this year? I know you mentioned it's the Galway Rape Crisis Centre.
Yeah, so yes, the Galway Rape Crisis Centre and the GRCC, they've been sort of, they've like, Coldvember has raised money for them in the past. And last year was Cancer Care West. They've kind of switched around a few, but they always, we always kind of like to keep it like local charities, because definitely, as I said, like, community is kind of one of like the pillars, community building and sort of like maintaining it is kind of one of the pillars of Coldvember. So Galway Rape Crisis Centre, we chose it this year. It's kind of like, it was hard. It's really difficult to pick charities because obviously there's so many good causes. But I think because even though it's not just for students, like, the majority of our demographic is students and sort of people in like young adults, sort of late teenagers, Galway Rape Crisis Centre is something. Then they do like amazing work. They have like such great supports. That's all like free of charge. And like, I know a lot of people who have really found help and support through their like amenities and through their services. And yeah, because we are, you know, predominantly students, it's kind of an area that is, I think, important to note and like open up the conversation around in students, in like the student body, in young adults. It's something that we want to sort of raise awareness for as much as raise money for.
It's definitely a charity, I think, that's been close to the heart of Coldvember for sure. I know that they've raised money for the GRCC in the past as well, and amazing to see you raising the money again this year. But for each of you personally, Rosanna, I'll start with you first. What made you want to jump from just going to Coldvember every morning to being one of the organising crew for Coldvember? Because I imagine like it is a lot to take on.
Yeah, so last year, a friend of mine, Rhiannon, was actually on the Coldvember committee, and we went to Oireachtas na Samhna, which is basically, we call it Christmas for the Gaelgeoirí. So we were there last year in Killarney, and we decided we had to find a place to swim because it was November 1st. And it was kind of that buzz of, you know, we were at somewhere where, you know, we wanted to be where the action was, but also the swim was just as important. So we went out and we found a lake in Killarney that we could go to, and everybody was looking at us like we were mad. So I'm not even sure if it was a very swimmable place. But I don't know, just kind of seeing the work that the crew did last year, it was really great work. And obviously every year, obviously I'm only in third year now, so I've only seen really the past 2 years, but I think they've really turned it into something really big, and especially with all the help that they get from all the businesses, and whether they're even Galway based or not, we're just so lucky really that we have that help. And you know, I've been to their quizzes and their gig that they had last year was just such crack. And I think that buzz of just kind of making friends, but at the sea, I mean, I think a big issue that students have, or just people in general, is that there's not really much places to socialise other than, you know, going down to the pub. And this is really different scene where, you know, you can still make friends and they can still be your own age, but it's a completely different area. So I suppose I just love that idea of it, and just, you know, having to get in every day. It's a bit of a challenge, which, you know, I'd never say no to.
A good challenge is always a good thing. What about you, Sarah? What made you want to get involved in the organising aspect of it?
I was just, this is now my like fifth year of going to Colvember. My first year on the crew, or being one of the organisers. But yeah, I think like year after year, I'd been kind of like thinking about it, and I'd been like interested, but I was always like, oh God, you know, like it's a lot of work. I don't know. But last year I just decided like, no, it's something that I like really want to do. It's something like that I really want to get involved in, and sort of like Colvember has given me so much, and like I want to give back, you know. I want to be there and I want to create this space for people and like help build like that community for new people, like new exciting ideas to bring, I think I hope. So yeah, it was just like, I don't know how you wouldn't want to be involved, honestly.
It looks like such a fun experience. I like from following on your socials and stuff like that, but have there been any memorable funny moments that have happened at the dips so far this year? That's probably a silly question. I'm sure that there's absolute chaos in the best way every morning.
God, the great question. This morning actually is quite funny. So I'm actually out in the semester guild at the moment, so we're all living out in Onkaharua, which is, I would say, a good 40-minute drive, although it did take longer this morning. So I dragged all my friends out from Onkaharua, and they landed just before the end of November. But they all got stuck in traffic in Barna, so it took them a bit longer than 40 minutes, but they still came all that way. So it was funny to have the whole gang and just have them there for the experience. So that's my most memorable moment to date.
It's a comedy of errors sometimes, I think, trying to get out there. Do you remember going to Colvember myself and walking there? And I was covering it for the student newspaper at the time, and I was so excited. Like, this could have been 5 years ago now. And I remember my phone died on the way because it was so cold. And then I got there and I had another, like, another iPhone with me that I could take footage on. And then I got soaked by a wave. And you know what? It actually was. In hindsight, I really enjoy that memory because it does kind of add to the whole experience. You know, everyone was so kind and so nice, and I made such nice friends, and everybody was so welcoming and giving me a phone charger and stuff like that. So there is so much to that. But where can people follow along with your progress if they want to keep an eye on what Colvember are up to?
So our main active social media is Instagram. So our Instagram is just at Colvember. We got the name, the full name. No numbers, no underscores. So yeah, you can check us there. We post every day, really. And you can stay involved. We have our link to our donation page, all that good stuff. Yeah, it's all there on our Instagram.
Well, Roseanne, Sarah, thank you so much for hopping on and chatting to me all about Colvember. I'm sure it's time to head to bed basically now so that you're up in time for the morning's one. But I look forward to seeing what you get up to over the next while, and I'm sure we'll catch up again on iRadio's group chat.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much
for having us.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it on iRadio.